The happiest place on earth is officially middle-aged. Disneyland has just turned 50, and Disney is marking the occasion with a huge celebration. The Southern California icon has inspired a number of spin-offs and imitators. To keep up, Disneyland is trying to reinvent itself, even as it revels in a glorious past. Here's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
The party began with a new parade down Disneyland's miniature Main Street, new fireworks, and several new attractions. Comedian Steve Martin, who was once a magician at the Magic Kingdom, shared the stage with Donald Duck to introduce a film about Disneyland's 50-year history.
When Disneyland first opened, Tomorrowland gave us a preview of the amazing, futuristic world of 1986.
It all started 50 years ago on what used to be an Anaheim orange grove. Walt Disney built the park in just 1 year, and he opened it to the world, standing before an overcapacity crowd in front of live TV cameras.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Disney dreamed of a place that families could enjoy together. He also dreamed of a place where he could bring life to his already famous animated characters, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and Dumbo. And then came the attractions that would soon become American icons.
Open the Fantasyland Castle in the name of the children of the world!
Sybil Stanton was just 9 years old then, and with her cousin Billy got a private tour with Walt Disney himself.
It was like true magic, just stepping into a movie land, a dream.
In fact, the dream was more of a fiasco. Opening day has become known as Black Sunday, says Marty Sklar, vice chairman of Walt Disney Imagineering.
Oh, it was a madhouse, you know, because there was supposed to be around 15,000 people actually invited. And what happened was someone decided to counterfeit tickets, and pretty soon, I think the estimate was something like 30,000 people came, and the park wasn't ready for it, you know.
Women wearing high heels had to be rescued as their shoes sank into the freshly poured asphalt. The hot sun made others faint. Some of the rides broke down, and a plumber strike caused a stir. Over the years, the wonderful world of Disneyland has had plenty of adventure stories, some fantastic, others just odd.
Reality is inevitably going to invade Fantasyland from time to time.
David Koenig is the author of Mouse Tales, a behind-the-ears look at Disneyland.
People have died at Disneyland. People have been born at Disneyland. People have publicly and secretly been married at Disneyland. People have been buried at Disneyland.
Koenig recalls when a small tornado blew through Tomorrowland, but there was more chaos when the Yippies stormed the park back in 1970.
The Yippies were this group of hippie-type political activists who decided to take over Disneyland, because Disneyland was sort of the all-American, you know, establishment.
The plan was to invade Tom Sawyer Island and liberate Minnie Mouse. Koenig says a few hundred Yippies managed to unfurl a marijuana flag on the island and chant,
you know, Ho Chi Minh is going to win, and Vietnam protests, and, you know, down with the evil American corporations.
Disneyland executives and old-timers say they'd rather forget about Yippie Day. Instead, they chuckle over the opening day mishaps and concentrate on Tomorrowland. As the park begins its next 50 years, it's still drawing kids and their families, like Allison and Maddie Chavez and their dad, Richard.
Happy birthday, Disney!
While Disneyland celebrates its past, it faces a huge challenge of keeping up with the times and attracting a new generation of youngsters weaned on video games. With that in mind, actor Tim Allen unveiled Disneyland's newest interactive attraction, Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters. At Disneyland, those are words to live by. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Yeah, baby!